It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He kind of agreed with what you and I thought earlier, Andy.
Yep.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson probably can't imagine maybe being the starter, and Jameis Winston could be the starter next year. There's that possibility. And I think that's fair. I think it's interesting, and I would like to see it happen. You know why? I want this team to have a starting quarterback. I want him to be locked in on somebody, and I want him to play well enough to make you think, yep, he can be the guy. It's pretty simple.
Are they willing to give the quarterback that has the best opportunity to win the shot to be the starting quarterback? While that might be said, I don't know. I thought action spoke louder than words this year, especially after we watched the Baltimore game. We're like, well, what do you think they were thinking? You know, before the Baltimore game, would anyone have thought that Jameis wasn't better than Deshaun at that point? I don't know. Again, part of it has to do with Baltimore being weak in their secondary, and that, you know, there was an opportunity for Jameis to hop on it and let's go, right? So that happened there, and who knows? Maybe Deshaun might have had the same kind of success. I think fans are just kind of scratching their head trying to figure out, are they putting the best quarterback out on the field to win games? And, you know, what we saw what the Chargers look like against Jameis. So I think there's mixed emotions on this, and it might also cause some of the uncertainty, the uneasiness of trying to figure out what the future is for the Browns offense.
JJ's in Cleveland. Hi, JJ.
Hey, how y'all doing? Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Fine, thank you.
My call.
Yep.
First off, I'm going to say I agree with Daryl. We need a stopgap. But, you know, Deshaun, that's who it is. Why are we missing the fact that in the Baltimore game, he almost threw freaking 4 picks? I'm talking 4 easy drop picks. If it wasn't for their receiver dropping the pass, we would have easily lost that game. Last week, I mean, not last week, but the week before, he threw almost 4 picks. Come on.
But he didn't.
I didn't.
He didn't. I could walk downstairs and pick some numbers for the lottery, and he almost won the lottery.
Yeah. He threw 3 interceptions.
How many 300-yard games? No matter what, but that's what he does. We know that.
Okay, so why do we want that? I would rather take Deshaun. He didn't have no time in the beginning of this season. Our offensive line was wrecked. No running back.
How much different was our offensive line against Baltimore than it was in the beginning of the season? It was about the same. There are stats out there that will show you that Jameis just gets rid of the ball faster, and that's going to make the offensive line look better. You know that, right? We're on the same page.
It doesn't matter. Yes, but it doesn't matter when you're still throwing picks. That doesn't matter.
Let's see what he does.
I'm sure the same thing happened in practice. He probably was throwing picks crazy in practice. That's why the coach said he wasn't the better quarterback at the time. Let's not fool ourselves and say Jameis Winston is the better.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Let's see what he does, okay? Let's just see what the guy does.
I'm smelling a poll. Who's a better quarterback? I don't feel like
let's just see what he does. I mean, can we be honest and just say, okay, he's thrown interceptions in the past. I mean, okay, let's see what he does. You're 2-7. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
And if he can figure it out a little bit and tighten up that aspect of his game, maybe you have something here. And if not, then you go find somebody else. I mean, at this point, it's really that simple. It really is.
True.
I want to, coming up, by the way, at 12:20, we're going to talk to Bob Golic, former Browns nose tackle, Bob, radio guy in the Akron market for many years, of course, nose tackle, Hollywood guy. We love Bob. He's coming up. And then Askin Baskin and Phelps Helms coming up. Woo-hoo! At 12:40. We've been meaning to talk about a gentleman who passed away this week, couple of times this week, and I want to take the time to do that now. Former University of Akron head coach, former Notre Dame head coach, Cincinnati Molar legend Jerry Faust, passing away, and coach was 89 years old and passed away earlier this week. And, you know, everybody will remember Jerry as the 5-year coach at Notre Dame, who did a great job of serving the university and probably not the job they wanted as the football coach. Then came to Akron when they were transitioning to try to become a D1 program, and he replaced Jim Dennison, who did a great job there. And that was kind of
Dennison went on to be the AD when he came
in.
Right?
Yeah, but it was a very awkward situation. Coach Dennison was very good, and it was awkward, and Jerry handled it with class and did a nice job at Akron. And just, he's one of those guys that if you've ever met Coach Faust, if you ever had the opportunity, he was, and I've read some things since, you know, since he passed, and I thought, well, that's exactly the guy that I knew a little bit. Just one of the most optimistic, positive people I've ever met in my life. And he's beloved at Notre Dame, even though he didn't do a great job there as the head football coach. And I got two things that I want to make sure I mention. I am at Akron covering an Akron practice doing a story when I was working at Channel 43. And had already talked to Coach, you know, hey, whatever you guys need, blah, 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 blah. He was, you know, more than helpful, right? So, and then I'm looking, and I just observed this. Didn't notice. And I hear, you know, I hear his coach's whistle blow, right? And I thought, wait a minute. And I turned and I looked, and I'm watching, and he's not wearing a whistle. And I thought, what the? And I just watched him. And so they run another play, and he blows the whistle again to stop the play. And you know that coach's whistle sound,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the brrr, that the high-pitched thing. With the, he didn't have one. He did it just with his mouth.
What?
And it sounded exactly like the coach's whistle, the referee whistle. It was exactly like that. And I went up to him afterwards. I said, hey, coach, what's the deal? And he said, Jeff, and if you ever talk to Coach, he was like, oh, he was always excited, you know, always excited like that.
Had that raspy voice.
Exactly. He said, when we started at Molar, we didn't have any money. We had no budget at all. I couldn't afford whistles, so I just figured it out on my own. And I thought that was great. It just cracked me up. And so we did a story on that, all right, that he did this whistle. It was just phenomenal. The first game ever at InfoCision Stadium, Akron's new football stadium, that unfortunately has not been what they were hoping it would be. It's a great place to watch a football game, though. It really is. Nice facility. It was not planned to be televised, and it was Akron against Morgan State. And I had done some work with the folks at Akron leading up to that on the stadium and everything else, and they called and said, hey, we want to record this game and do it on television, but it's not on television. Will you do this game? I said, sure, absolutely. And you're going to work with Coach Faust. And I thought, oh, that'll be fun. So Jerry and I did the first game ever at InfoCision Stadium together. And it only was recorded and handed out to folks at Akron.
Really?
So that they would have it for posterity. It's so much fun to do a football game with Coach Faust. And then he lived in the same area I did. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
His grandkids were playing in some of the same sports leagues that my kids were playing in.
Cool.
And I'd see him out and about and always remembered your name, always greeted you, always made sure you felt like important because the way he approached you, and he did that with everybody, and just a really great guy. And I want to send our thoughts to his family, a terrific, terrific guy. And, you know, a legendary high school football coach.
Well, let me spit some of those numbers out.
Yeah,
I mean, especially with, you know, state playoff. I mean, think about this First of all, I have to believe this is right. 1980 was the first year they went from AAA to Division One, right? So he won the first ever Ohio Division One state championship with Moeller, and they won that game. But what's amazing is when you go back and you wonder, how does a high school coach end up getting a job at Notre Dame?
Yeah.
And you go back and look.
It's stunning, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he went 18 years at Moeller, right? And then his last, eight seasons? 8 seasons at Moeller, he was 90-3. They were 90-3, and they won 4 state championships. 5 state championships. They won 5 state championships from 73 to 80. And that's just, I mean, first place was not uncommon. I look back at his career, and you have to look at it in awe. He had one bad year, his first year, 1962.
And they were starting the program.
Yeah, and they came in fifth place that year. And they never saw the other side of third in the Greater Catholic League down in Cincinnati after
which
that.
Which is a tough league.
Yeah, so amazing. But I didn't really get a chance.
A great coach, Andy, and you hear this. And it sounds trite. I can tell you, with this man, it is absolutely true. A better human being than he even was a football coach.
It's just
a tremendous guy.
I think I met him once.
I feel for the Akron folks. I feel for his family. And on the other hand, you had 89 years of Jerry Faust, and that's awesome because he was a terrific guy.
Yeah, the funeral arrangements are in Fairlawn. They're posted online, so I've seen some of the stuff.
Also?
Friday and Saturday. So I think there's viewing on Friday and Saturday. Just check it out online if you want to see it, if you're interested.
I'm out playing golf. Yeah. And my kid's with me playing golf.
Yeah.
There's some twosome behind us in a cart coming up like, you know, bats out of hell.
Yeah.
Catch up on the tee. Coach, Jeff, how you doing? I said, good, you guys are flying. Go. Okay, great. We play fast. Boom, boom.
Really?
He hit a shot. It was terrible. Bye, guys. Boom, he goes. He said, I'm not very good. Boom, he just kept going. But it was fun. And so our thoughts are with the Faust family and and the folks at the University of Akron, where he was always a presence even after he was no longer the football coach. So great for him. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.